silver apples and a pox on you. I mean, not you, personally.
Not or necessarily.
Collectively.
We don't know. It might be, but probably not.
Mr. Christian Hawkins on keyboards and sampler tonight. Arrow Kleeman on bass and keyboard. Michael Lerner on drums. And Simeon on synthesizers, vocals, and oscillators. They are Silver Apples playing live here on WFMU. I am Stork, and our engineer tonight with the most, Irene Trudell. So, how was it playing? You just recently played some gigs, or a gig anyway, at the Knitting Factory. And I'm sure the folks out there would like to know any future concert plans you guys have. What's on the card?
Well, there's nothing immediate. We're pretty heavily involved in writing material, building sets, building, some sort of an image, our record label kind of thing, and, you know, everything in connected with that. And so we're not going to be just out playing clubs here and there. We're going to space it out a little bit. And the only thing that we actually have on the books is the thing that we're doing for the Terrascope magazine April.
Right.
And that's up in Providence. It's a two-day music festival and art festival, and it should be, there's lots of bands going to be there, and we're doing that. The Knitting Factory gig was sort of like warm-up time. It was like, you know, get it going.
Yeah, how was that?
See what happened. Oh, it felt great. I mean, we've had a great time up on stage, and so far, I mean, people that we talked to seem to think it was okay.
Yeah,
so,
I've heard absolutely nothing about it. I know there was newspaper reviews and stuff, which I haven't even gotten to, which is good, actually.
Yeah.
So I can find out for myself.
The press coverage was fine. I was surprised at the volume. There was stuff written in papers that I never dreamed would write about Silver Apples, you know, like the New York Post. I mean, I never dreamed we would ever be in there with, the boxers and everything that they write about.
Yeah.
But there we were.
Yeah.
And it felt good to have all those folks there. And the response from the audience, if you can judge it, everybody's all excited and happy when they go to a concert anyway, I think, you know, mostly. But, I mean, everybody seemed to react very positively, I thought.
Right.
So
no one left during the show.
Oh, no.
No, because you had wired the doors shut.
There's no question. The joint was packed.
Yeah, I heard it was rocking. I also heard there was some celebrities in the audience. Did you hear anything about that?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody was saying that, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't even say who they were talking. Well, somebody said that Johnny Depp was there or something like that. Seriously, I don't know if that's
Rick
true.
Rick Ocasek came backstage.
Rick Ocasek
and was talking with us.
Yeah.
He indicated he's liked our music for a long time. And of course, Alan Vega, who was on board with us. I mean, he was, we spent a lot of time with him. I mean, I used to collect his stuff and he used to collect my stuff. And we never knew each other. And it was like, you know, we sort of waved at each other across the distance, you know, but we never met each other and everything, but had always admired each other.
Yeah. And I'm not surprised, because you guys had something in common in that you were performing with homemade synthesizer instruments at a time that very few people were doing that kind of thing.
Yeah. There just wasn't a lot of instruments out there that you could get a hold of that would do what we wanted to do.
Right.
And, you could buy a Moog synthesizer, but, you had to be a keyboard whiz to get them going.
Yeah.
And for those of us who aren't that, we just invented our own thing.
Yeah. Well, it's so the Terrascope, that's a benefit for Terrascope magazine, right? In April. That's going off.
It happens in April. And
Providence, Rhode Island.
That's about the only thing that we're actually penciled in for.
Yeah.
We're going to just sort of cool our jets and see if we can't find a home and a record label and do some recording, maybe set up a tour for the summer. We're thinking about doing that. Even if we don't get a label, just going ahead and doing it.
How about beaming a live football stadium concert?
Just hooking up with somebody that's compatible and taking off into the, wherever they're going to go. I'd like to go to Europe. We have a pretty good, solid base of appreciation in Europe.
Yeah.
And, we've gotten some record reviews off of that single from Europe that are just killer. A lot more acceptance of our doing something new over there than here.
Yeah.
People over here, it seems like, would rather that I had just sort of stayed in the shadows somewhere
and let the legend win.
Or whatever they're calling it, let it fester on its own, you know, without my coming in and doing some new music. But
Look at him, he's festering over there.
Festering, yes.
His act is trapped in amber. Yeah. And then of course, you know, when you do bring it back and play it note for note and everything, you're gonna be playing Holiday Inn or something like that. You're going to be like a museum piece, a relic. Come to the Ramada and see the Simeon.
Right.
You should call yourself the Simeon.
Yeah. You know,
and develop a huge attitude, complete with the kissing of rings as protocol and stuff.
Yeah, I should wear capes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You live in Annapolis, Maryland, far from the rat race, right?
That's where my art studio is, yeah. Actually, I have a place in New York. I live in New York. And I take off to Annapolis for a couple of days a week and work on my art and stick my feet in the water in the summer.
Yeah.
Put my boots on the ice in the winter. And sort of just cool my jets down there. But I do have a place in New York, and I have a telephone number in New York and, you know, an address and all that stuff, and I get parking tickets like everybody. So, yeah, I'm New York, but I do have that thing. I have that little escape valve.
That's great.
Down there.
Yeah. Would you like to play more? Or
sure.
Would you like to take a little?
Why don't you spin a record and we'll set up for... The next thing we're going to do is I've Known Love, and that's off of the second record, and we'll set that up and then go after you spin a record.
Okay, let's do that. Why don't we play the new single, actually? The new Silver Apple single. We're going to play... the new version of Love Fingers, and this is on a 7-inch by the Silver Apples, just recently relinquished onto the market. And side A is the tune Fractal Flow, which we're going to hear the Silver Apples perform later on the program live here in the studio. The other side is a new version. They're both old tunes being redone. And the side B is Love Fingers. Words by Stanley Warren, music by Simeon, and Christian. Oh, I get it. Okay. Christian, you spell your name really ingeniously. X-I-A-N. X is the cross. Christ-ian. Get it? Okay. Got it. Good. Here's the new single, from the new single, by the Silver Apples, the B-side, Love Fingers, and then back with the band live on WFMU. The new single from Silver Apples, containing a new version of an old song there, Love Fingers, and I stand corrected. The other side, Fractal Flow, is in fact a new tune. Okay, so wrong again, honey, as the commercial says, and I'll try to be more careful in the future when I use my mouth. So they are here, and they are live in the studio. Silver Apples on WFMU.